Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show, Messages from Above with Tony G. Today, this beautiful Monday, I'm super excited. This has been a fabulous weekend for so many different reasons, but the biggest reason being I finished my book. Yes, so it's getting edited this week, and then hopefully will be published sometime next week. So by my goal, now this is my goal, but this depends on a lot of other people, and I don't want to put undue pressure on them, but I do want to put undue pressure on them. My goal is that by next Monday, you will be able to go to Amazon and purchase my book. It is very different than any other book I've ever done, and I'm super excited about it. So excited, by the way. So the editors will have it, and it should be a fairly easy edit, said the girl who doesn't know how to use grammar or spell correctly. Oh, dyslexia is a good friend of mine. Anyway, so that's my biggest piece of news, and I'm so excited about it, and just oh my God, just so happy that this book is ready to be shared with you. And it's actually, it's a transformational guide is what I'm calling it. So, and then today I have the radio show with you guys, which I love. And then tomorrow is Psychic Medium Tony G at 1 p.m. So I will be using the Blog Talk venue along with the TV station WSCS to take your calls and answer your questions live on air at WSCS tomorrow from 1 until about 1:30. So if you're available, by all means, call in then. And here's the thing, I'm gonna start taking callers now. So if I say your area code, please by all means give me your name and where you're calling from. And then ask me your question or ask for a connection. Please remember there are other callers waiting, and my call log is always pretty full. And so I try to get to as many people as possible. If you have a lot of questions or really you feel like there's 2 or 3 very important questions, feel free to schedule an appointment. I'll be happy to help you with them then. So now I'm going to go to the first caller, and that is 480. Hello, 480. How are you today?
Hello, I'm wonderful. My name is Michael, and I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Hey, Michael. I like your energy. That's like, hi, what's up? So how are you? How can I help you today?
Yes, I've been kind of in meditation and stuff like that. I've been kind of looking for a business idea, that type of thing. And a very casual associate mentioned an idea a few years ago, and when I say he's fat, it's P-H-A-T, like he's really successful in another industry.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
venture that we were going to do, he didn't have the energy to do, nor has he done anything with this idea. And it's a creation of an app and a website to go into the real estate industry that is not being there's no attention to. So it's kind of wide open in that sense. And I was just curious if that's a direction. I've got some money coming in from the VA, and I'm wondering if that's some, you know, a direction that I should to go with that money that I've got coming in.
Okay, so here's what I'm getting. I get a, it's not your strongest choice, okay?
Okay.
What I'm hearing is double check it. Don't put too much money into this. And hone it. Hone it. It needs to be honed. It's almost there, but it's not quite there. So if you took this, and you took it to the next generation. Now, I was going to say next level, but they're saying next generation, which means you made it a little more youthful or younger, it would pop. As it is right now, the perspective it has right now, it's not quite there. If you can get it there, it'll be good. Don't
okay.
put all your eggs in one basket, however. Find partners that
right.
can go in on this with you, and some of the and make sure one of those partners is a tech savvy younger guy that will
yep.
kind of know what needs to be done for this, and then ride it home. I feel like there's going to be another venture coming your way. It's more of a hands on venture, and that's going to be the one that's really going to bring you some pretty good success and some joy and prosperity. It's more in alignment with your purpose and what you really want to be doing.
Yep.
So keep your eyes open for that. And I feel like it's not, I do feel like it's a creative venture, but I feel like it's something kind of, it's, they're just saying it's more hands-on. So please
yep.
make sure
no,
you're,
I know, I know exactly what it is.
Okay, perfect. Good.
because I was looking at the app to you know, if there was success with the app and this idea, then it could finance me personally, and
mm-hmm.
I could go do the other thing, which actually
yeah.
brings me happiness and joy and so forth.
They're saying, you know, you can actually, it should be the other way around, actually.
Mm. Right.
They're saying this app is good. It's okay, but it's not going to render as much as you're going to hope it is. It's going to cost more going in. They're going to be unexpected.
Oh, it would be 15K. It would be 15K at least. I was talking to a friend of mine in the UK who has a project, not similar, but just a launching of an app and that type of thing. And she said the cheap end is 16, and they're in deep at 25 and looking for an investor.
Yeah. Yeah, so what I'm hearing is if you can find some really solid partners that can, A, do part of the work, tech-savvy guy can do his investment is the work he puts into it, B, somebody, a money person, and C, don't invest a lot in this. I just feel like don't throw good money after bad, too. Like, once
yep.
you get in so far, you can't throw. There's a better idea if you're patient and you're, you know, able to. You can make your passion project work on the finances that you're going to have. Even if you think you can't, scale down.
Okay.
You will be able to. Okay? They're saying always go with passion first. And
yep.
and go from there. Okay.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And if I find that oh, it makes perfect sense. And even I could even go back to the PHAT guy with a tech guy, and we could launch. And then there's that project, and then the one we were supposed to work on, you know, a few years back that he just doesn't have the energy to do because he's already crazy successful.
Okay. So, and another thing I'm going to say is always, again, always put passion first, and second, make if you make a financial investment into this project, make it minimal. Use your finances to kind of hone in your passion.
Yes.
Okay.
Got it. Crystal clear.
Capiche? Excellent, Capiche. Michael. call me back and let me know how everything shakes out and where it goes from that from there, okay?
I certainly will. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have an amazing rest of the week.
You as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go directly to the next caller, who is 954. Hello, 954. How are you today?
Yes, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Sharon, and I'm calling from New York.
I knew it was the East Coast. I just knew it. I love my East Coast callers. I do. My East Coast callers call, and they just have this this thing about them. They have this certainty about them. They're like, hey, I'm here. I love that. So Sharon, how
I've arrived.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
I just wanted to know if you see any significant changes for the second half of this year in work-related or relationship-related or anything that you might see for me.
Okay, let's hone in on just one area of your life for the purpose of this call.
Okay.
What area is the most important area of your life that you want to know about right now?
Well, I would say maybe relationship. Do you see anybody coming in for me? Any?
Yeah, August, September. So when I hear this, it can mean different things for different people. Like your August, September, October, that can mean either you're going to meet somebody in each of those months or you're going to meet somebody and it's like you might meet them in August and then meet with them again in September and then again in October. But I'm hearing August, September, October, and I'm feeling like I'm going to tell you, as I look at it, like when I say look at this, like in my mind, like things will just pop and appear, and it's fun, folks, it's fun. But I'm seeing 20. I'm seeing the number 20. So when I say August, I see the number 20th. So the 20th, what I grabbed from that is that on August 20th, be aware of your surroundings, look around, see who's looking back, really be, and around the 20th, it could be the 19th, it could be, even the 22nd. I see the 20th, the brightest, and then they show me the 19th softly, and then they show me the 22nd really pops for you too. So maybe you're someplace doing something these days and you have the opportunity to meet this person any of those days or maybe, you don't get out the one day and you meet them on the other day. Whoever this person is, you guys are going to bump into each other in a public setting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean literally, people take my words so literal. I do not mean literally bump into him. It's not a romantic comedy, folks. It's real life. Although it is, with everybody down in their phones texting and walking, it is really possible to.
You could bump into someone.
I feel like you meet this person at, even though it's a public event or setting, I feel like it's at an indoor you guys are indoors, and I want to say, I don't know if you have any, I hear conference or conference type of thing. Now, conference doesn't always mean work-related. Like, I used to go to some conferences, like if my favorite author in the world, Wayne Dyer, was still here, I would go to some of his things. Now, some people would call that a conference. Some people would call it, an appearance, whatever.
Sure.
I do feel like whatever this is, people are a little, they're dressed a little bit more, I can't tell if this is now I'm super curious, so I'm really looking at this. I can't tell if this is day or night because it's inside, but I feel like people are dressed either for like a wedding or business, like professional, nice
attire.
You know,
yeah.
That's not the kind of dress you would wear. I feel like if you're invited to weddings, go to every single wedding you can this summer, and especially into the fall. Go to every single one you can. I feel like you're going to meet, even if this person isn't at the wedding or attending the wedding, there will be an opportunity for you to meet this person. I feel like it's funny, I'm going to say this, but don't hold me to it. But if it's true, I want to know. I hear father of the bride, father of the bride, father of the bride. So putting all of this together, here's what I don't like to do. I don't like to be so exact that it cancels out other people. Because what if it's the father of the bride for a different wedding? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or the father of the bride-to-be. Keep an open mind. I go into these things with open mind. And even if, let's just say, you're at a conference and he's at a wedding and you run into each other in the hallway. I do feel like this is somewhat of a hotel setting rather than a banquet setting, if you will. I'm just going to say August, September, and October, if there is the opportunity for you to go to things that are being held at that sort of venue. Okay, now I know in Chicago there are conference centers that hold weddings, and it probably in New York also. If there is the opportunity for you to be at this sort of setting, I'm going to say go, and then I want you to call back in, and I want you to tell me all about it, because I feel like this person and you are going to meet. I don't know how far it's going to go, but this person, I just keep hearing destined, destined, destined. You're destined to meet, and you're destined to meet in the fall. And once you meet, it's like kismet. It's kismet. I'm just going to say there is the possibility, I like to use the word possibility, for some very magical moments with this situation. Okay, a lot of deja vu coming in, a lot of what feels like, I know you. Where do I know you from? Sort of thing going on. Okay, so keep a very open mind and allow that to, and I'm going to say, is there anything stopping or blocking them from meeting? No, so let's strengthen that. Is there anything stopping or blocking them from having a healthy relationship? No, so let's strengthen that. Is there anything stopping or blocking them from connecting? Okay, so let's clear that. I'm going to clear that. And the only thing that could prevent this is if you turn down opportunities, which is the case. Like, sometimes people will come in for a reading with me, and they're sitting in my office, and I'll give them timelines, and then they send me a thing saying, you told me these things were going to happen, and they didn't happen. And I'll say, did you accept every opportunity? Did you get out there? Did you go to dinner? Did you just, go to work and go home? Well, okay, then don't, if you don't get out there, don't blame me unless you want the pizza delivery guy. Don't blame me.
That's so funny. True.
You're sitting at home watching TV unless he's breaking an egg.
Oh, that's so funny. It's like the lotto. You got to be in it to win it.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny.
Well, I went to the park. Well, how many times did you go? Well, great. You gave it one day out of 90. You get one day out of 90. So you got to get out there. You got to accept those invitations. You have to. Here's to all my single friends. This is what I say to everybody who's single who wants to meet somebody that does not want to meet them in a bar and wants them to have similar interests, get your butt online and start looking up the things you like and find workshops and conferences and whatever else there is and go to them. If nothing else, at least it's something you like. Right? So, like, if I have friends that, like, are like, oh, I kind of like painting and I like doing that wine and painting, that's great. You're going to meet a lot of girlfriends. Now, if you want to be a guy, go to a wine or a whiskey, go to a whiskey tasting. If you want to meet a man, you have to do it in a way where there might be a man who is straight there for you.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to find out he's the perfect man and he's with his perfect man.
Right, true,
you know,
true.
You want to do things right. And last weekend I saw him, hey, go hit a bucket of balls at a golf course or a driving ring. If somebody thinks they're going to come over and help you hit the balls, they're going to give you a little lesson. And from there you go. It's a great way to meet people. No kidding. And don't play 18 rounds and think, oh, I played the course and I didn't. No, because you were on one hole and he was on another. Hit some balls. You know, just stand there hitting balls, looking cute, fixing your hair and trying not to sweat in the sun. Just do that. Or you know, find those things that you can tolerate or maybe that you're not so good at and get out there and do them. And if there's somebody there that is thinking you're cute or, wow, look at her, they are going to come over. And you don't want the man that's too nervous or afraid to come over. I always tell my friend, no, if somebody wants to be with me, they really need to man up. They really do. I'm not, like, somebody texts me and like, oh, do you want to meet for a drink? No, I really don't. No. Invite me out for a plate of pasta. Invite me out for some gnocchi. But don't ask me if I want to meet for a drink. You know what meet for a drink is? If this goes well, we can like meet in the bed or the car.
If you really want to get to know me,
don't do it over a drink. I don't even drink that much. I very rarely drink. So my bottom line is daytime events, weddings, events with family and friends, get out, go do them. Look at what's online. If there's a conference you really like, if there's a concert or a show, and it doesn't have to be a big show, like a main concert. It can be some of the smaller concerts. One of the other ones I like to tell my friends is if you can tolerate baseball, I can't. Sorry. It's so long. Or basketball, maybe. Or go to the college games. Yeah, there's a lot of college students there, but there's a lot of alumni there, too. Yes.
Right. I'm taking a course in Kabbalah, so I think I'm going to, you know. In New York, they have a Kabbalah center, so I'm going to take a course, and I'm really so interested in that, and I feel that that's something that I really would love, you know.
I love that, and that is why they used the word kismet earlier, and I'm going to tell you, if they have, like, a JCC there, get in it, take some classes, absolutely. Get in it, take some classes, join in on some programs, and you're gonna be pleasantly surprised by what you find, and you're really gonna enjoy it too. I just believe that with all of my heart. I do, sweetie.
Well, many blessings, and thank you so much. I appreciate your wonderful insight.
Oh, you are so welcome. And I do feel like just one last little thing. I do feel like you're going to be volunteering for an organization. I don't know what it is, but I do feel like it has to do with whatever's coming in the fall or whoever is coming in the fall, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, that's very interesting. Well, thank you. Thank you again.
Many
blessings.
Many blessings, love, and have an amazing week.
And you as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, I am going to go directly to the next caller in a second. I'm just waiting for this. Okay, the next caller is 631. Hello, 631. How can I help you today?
Oh, sorry. How are you doing today, Tony? It's
good. How
another
are you?
New Yorker for you.
Love it. I love your East Coast. I love you every show. I have at least one East Coast person. I love you guys. Thank you so much for all your support. So, what do you want to? Do you have a question for me today?
Yeah. So I was going to ask you. Do you think that, or do they see that I should get a part-time job and continue to do what I'm doing, or should I just go full straight ahead of the career I have now?
I hear full straight ahead. Just be all in on what you're in on. Does that make sense to
okay.
you? They want you to just like, you know, when we waver back and forth, they'll say, okay, we're going to waver with you. But when we're all in 100% energy, they really, really, they'll put everything together for you. Here's the statement I'm hearing for you with this. Co-create with the universe the way you want this to look, and you will be pleasantly surprised as well as amazed as the results. Okay, love?
Oh, okay. That
and
sounds very good.
I'm going to, you know what? We all have a little fear with following things. So I'm going to say let's clear anything stopping or blocking you from moving forward with this. So if anybody, you know, has anything stopping or blocking them for moving forward with what they really want to do or what they need to be all in on, we're going to clear that now. You might be, I feel like a heaviness in my chest right away, like a trying to catch my breath sort of thing going on. And I'm going to say, just know, like you know, like you know, this is what's meant to be, and be all in, and then let it be all in on you. Okay?
Okay. All right. That sounds very good.
Excellent. As soon as you make that choice, I want you to know, as soon as you make that choice, you're going to get so many light bulb moments about it. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. Sounds great. All right. Thank you very much, Tony. You have a nice day.
Oh, thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. So I want to remind everybody that my book will hopefully be available next Monday, and hopefully next Monday I will be able to tell you, go to this location and you can get my book, my newest book. My other books are available on Amazon.com already. And tomorrow I'm recording two new shows. And those shows will be Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. Now, I always get so many callers and I can't get to them. So for everybody listening right now, I'm going to say we are all moving forward with finances and abundance and allowing wealth to come in. When I hit wealth come in, I get a no. So I'm going to clear whatever is stopping or blocking us from allowing wealth to come in. And, you know, instantly when I do this, I feel like a dizziness in my head. And it's so true. We get so caught up with in our mind about money and wealth and what it's supposed to look like. So let's clear all of that out now. And I'm going to encourage you to re-listen to this so that you can continue to clear out anything stopping or blocking you from bringing wealth in. You know, we're taught so many different things as we're growing up about money being dirty, greedy, people with money are not good. And we just need to let go of all of those thoughts and realize that we live in a planet where money is a part of it. And we need it. But we've been taught it's bad in some cases, in many cases. So let's let go of all of that. Let's let that all go. And let's start embracing that it's just a part of life, just like air and food. We just need it to survive. How much air you take, how much food you take, that's up to you. The same thing with money. It's just up to you. Let's let go of all the taboo around it. I want you to know that I love you dearly, and I will be on tomorrow at 1 p.m. Thanks, and have an amazing day.